WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good morning!
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Welcome. This is Songs with Words.
And you're listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford's House Freeform Radio. It's not Saturday at 8 a.m.
No.
You're not hallucinating.
Subbing. We are here.
We finally got a sub slot. And it's because it was 7 a.m. on Monday.
Yes, but I'm happy to be here.
Guys, story time. Jo didn't know we were doing this until she woke up this morning, mm-hmm. which means that she woke up at 5 in the morning just because. Also, Jo, I have a confession.
Shout out mom, because that's who I got that from. Okay, what's your confession?
It's really cute. My confession is that when I made the playlist ahead of time on Spinatron, because I wanted to do my homework, you know,
mm-hmm.
I called it Super Spooky Joe is Missing Edition. Because I didn't know if you were going to come.
I
so actually, I'm here with the ghost of Joe.
Yes. Okay. That's a good playlist name.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, what was that? That was Hot Patootie from Rocky
Horror by Meatloaf.
And we just watched that last night.
It was great, but
I only watched like 25 minutes of it, and then I went to bed.
It was insane, but also like it didn't make any sense. I don't know why like we as a collective society act like it makes like narrative sense, because it doesn't. Anyways,
you tell them, girl.
So today on this beautiful Halloween, we just watched the sunrise actually, so it is a beautiful Halloween. We did bring you some words. We brought you some Halloween words.
Yes. Can you guess? Can you guess? Guess.
Everyone. Guess in your mind. We're waiting for your guesses.
Okay. Surprise. It's the Raven.
The Raven. Dun,
dun, dun. Ooh. Okay.
So it's kind of a long poem.
Yeah, we don't need to read the whole thing.
I just figured we'd read little snippets. At least the first stanza.
True.
So, Joe, why don't you start us off this morning with the Raven? And here's the microphone. We're actually still behind the same microphone. I kind of like it this way,
though. Yeah, so do I. We made, like, a bench this time.
Yeah.
All right. The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping.
Ooh.
As of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "'Only this and nothing more."
Ooh.
Okay, so
chills.
So now we're going to play some spooky music to go along with that, and then maybe read you a few more stanzas as we go along. Our next thing we have in the queue is 1980s horror film by The Wallows.
Classic. Is this one or two? Tell us, Joe.
Two.
Two!
1980s horror film two.
Crazy. Let's hear it. Oh, just kidding. That's my job. Let's hear it now.
Another monkey through the underground. Oh, and you don't wanna be alone. You got your cigarettes, you got your juju fruit. You can't stand yourself, so you take a substitute. Oh, and no one liked it when you said that when you die, you're really dead. Those people laughed, and so you left that stupid scene, and you made your way back home. Now you're crying with your hand on the telephone. Remember when you had it figured out? You could have done no wrong, you could have worked it out. Oh, now you gaze at souvenirs of the things you did last year, and the screenplay that you wrote down in a book that no one saw cause they never looked, and the drawing you did when you were very small.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations?
Okay, Veronica, what was that?
That was Ball of the Dead Rat by The Teeth.
So
scary.
And also a little ghost of classic rock station interrupted our songs with words. I'm not really sure how, but...
How fitting.
Yeah. Okay, and then we will now present another stanza of The Raven.
Ah, distinctly, I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly, I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore. Who's Lenore? For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. What if we played, like, Taylor Swift right after that? Like, Evermore.
Oh.
We're not going to play Taylor Swift.
No. We won't.
It was just a joke.
We won't play Taylor Swift, but, like, I want to. And, like, Veronica would be the one stopping us from doing it.
You could play Taylor Swift if you wanted to, Joe. We're not the kind of people.
No, I don't want to play Taylor Swift out of my own accord, okay?
Whatever.
All right, next, we have Spooky Chills by Suede Silver.
I know this one. I just remembered. Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Baby, give me spooky chills, and loving you is such a thrill. Had our love throughout the summer, but fall is here and you're a goner. I know that you miss me too. Autumn's got you feeling blue. So I made this song for you, so you know the way you spook. I can't wait to see your face again. Feel the spooky chills when you hold my hand. I can't feel the same when I can't see your face. I'm staring at my phone, it's the only place to see you. Baby, like I am taking pills. I'm dizzy when you look at me. I feel as high as Charlie Sheen. I can't wait to see your face again. Feel the spooky chills when you hold my hand. I can't feel the same when I can't see your face. I'm staring at my phone, it's the only place.
Again, that was Ghost Duet by Louis Zhang, classic lo-fi
spooky.
Oh, but that was Joe, momentous what? Occasion. That was our first song without words.
Oh,
on Songs with Words.
My gosh,
like
that's amazing.
Wow.
Guys, stay tuned for like an edition at some point in the future where we do an entire like hour of songs without words.
I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, me too. We need to start planning that.
Yeah.
Okay, now for the next stanza of The Raven.
I'm really liking this. I actually don't remember the last time I heard
me either.
Whole thing. So.
All right. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This is, and nothing more."
Ooh. The,
what's
like,
gonna happen next?
Like, the great, like, 19th century poets, they're reading very well, like Robert Frost.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all iambic pentameter? I don't know.
I think so.
But
I love
like,
a rhyme
it's
scheme.
Really good. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'm a sucker for a good rhyming poem, you know?
I mean, like, it's so charming.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
All right. Okay. So next we have My Girlfriend is a Witch by October Country.
Yeah.
I could liken you to a werewolf, the way you left me for dead. But I admit that I provided a full moon. And I could liken you to a shark, the way you bit off my head. But then again, I was waving around a bleeding open wound. But you were such a super guy till the second you get away from me. We're like a wishing well and a bolt of electricity. But we can still support each other. All we gotta do is avoid each other. Love the wrong wind, a song ends in a minor key. Love the wrong wind, a song ends in a minor key.
That was Werewolf by Fiona Apple.
Like, excuse the, like, screaming in the
background.
Hey,
it's Halloween!
Honestly, that scared me.
That was, like, the most... Out of all the songs I chose, I feel like that was the most Halloween one.
Yeah, I agree. But it was scary.
It was scary. But it's okay now. It's over.
It's over.
You don't have to worry anymore. Shall we continue?
We shall.
Okay. We left off at the curtain, no? Sorry, I've been scrolling through a little...
Yeah, we now it's that.
Yes. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. Sir, said I, or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door, darkness there and nothing more. Joe yawned, right as I said, the fact is I was napping.
You know, like, when you, like, say things that, like, relate to yawning and then you yawn?
Sure.
No, it's, like, scientifically proven. I want to read an article next time for words.
We should have a sleep episode.
Where we just sleep?
Okay, yeah. I mean...
What were you thinking?
Like, we could read that article. We could read something about sleep. We could
play some sleepy songs.
You know, Sing Me to Sleep by The Smiths.
Love that song.
Or what is it? Asleep? Guys, I don't know. It's fine. I'm not a Smiths fan. I'm not going to pretend I am.
Yeah, I'm honestly not really okay. Either.
What are we hearing next?
Next, we are hearing Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers.
I was going to add this one, and then, like, pre-Joe being here, and then I was like, wait, everyone's going to play this song today. But you know what I just realized?
We're doing it first.
We're first.
Yeah, we are doing it first.
Okay, let's hear it.
Go all night. I used to joke that if they woke you up, somebody better be dying. Sick of the questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past. But I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween, and we can be anything. Oh, come on, man, we can be. Thank you.
into that freezing sea with a parasite attached to me. I'd hope the salt below would give us what was wet above. But league after league, it yet remained for the fleshy vessel I kept it sustained. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You surfaced, tangled in seaweed. But what remained of the driving intent that led me to track such watery depths? Many things have betrayed.
No, that wasn't the Medford Traffic. That was part of the song.
And that song was Sea Ghost by the Unicorns. Okay, I think it's time for a PSA.
This PSA has something to do with our next song.
So it's so topical because it's also a little bit spooky.
No.
We just maybe put our whole, like, we thought about it. That's all I'm going to say. Let's hear it, Joe.
All right. Be a hero, blood. The need for blood is constant. Your single blood donation to the American Red Cross can help save up to 3 lives. Be a hero. Donate blood. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment.
Yay!
Woo! Woo! And also donate your blood so that the vampires can steal it. From the hospital.
Do you think they do that? That's like so immoral of them.
No, like they
do. Do vampires have morals?
Like, no, what? They like kill people. Like, have you ever watched Vampire Diaries?
No.
Is this the sweater you were telling me about with the buttons that go across?
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
Guys, if you could see this.
Veronica got a sweater with like diagonal buttons, and I'm like insanely jealous. You also like have this long.
No. There's more buttons than there are buttonholes because it's like asymmetrical.
Okay.
I know.
That's crazy.
I love it. What's our next song, Joe?
It is If We Were Vampires.
So real. Okay.
By Jason Isabel and the 400 Unit.
I'm so excited.
not the long flowing dress that you're in, or the light coming off of your skin, the fragile heart you protected for so long, or the mercy in your sense of right and wrong. It's not your hands searching slow in the dark, or your nails leaving love's watermark. It's not the way you talk me off the roof, your questions like directions to the truth. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together, but one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone. If we were vampires and death was a joke, we'd go out on the sidewalk and smoke and laugh at all the lovers and their plans. I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Maybe time running out is a gift. I'll work hard till the end of my shift and give you every second I can find. Hope it isn't me who's left behind. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be we'll have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone.
Again, that was If We Were Vampires by Jason Isbell. I love that song. Such a wonderful message. And really, it is not very spooky, but, like, I thought that vampires in the title was enough.
It was enough.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so now I will read another stanza of the Raven. Like, if you're listening to hear the entire Raven poem spoken, you are out of luck, because we will not finish this.
Maybe we should start, like, hopping around. Like, choose one that looks kind of interesting.
Okay.
Edgar, like, really spent some time on this.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
All right, so this one I like. this one, like, is giving, like, spooky.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, is there a raven in this one?
Because, yes.
Like, we haven't even...
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Let's hear it.
But the raven, still beguiling all my fancy into smiling, straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door. Then, upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy onto fancy, thinking that this ominous bird of yore, what this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore meant in croaking nevermore. That was a good stanza.
That was really good. Good choice. I really loved that alliteration moment that we had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
You really nailed it in.
Yeah, I was
grim, like, ungainly,
gauntly.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So cool. Next, we're gonna hear presumably "Dead Arm" by Sidney Gish.
to start this off. This isn't the start of anything. Just a song that I can sing to you. We're standing in a graveyard, a presumably dead arm popped through the grass. And who doesn't talk about that? Honey, you are nothing to me but alcohol and dopamine. I'm dying on the sofa and I barely know the time. But like an old man say, I reckon I love you for a millisecond. But I don't wear a watch or Rolex and my brain's a toddler roller skating down a hill. I took a spill and ran into a tree and suffered minor injuries. Honey, you are nothing to me. I don't call people anything. Thought to be so sweet, but I'm just being bitchy, 'cause nearly everyone skipped over me on our twilight hour meet and greet. One coffee table theater scene, one disregard the soaring chick back there in corner three. I'd rather let the poor kid sleep, but he's tripping balls, he's tripping testes, LSD post wisdom teeth. He got lost in the shower and he barely knows the hour. I wanna know your passwords without changing them in preferences, in all the childhood streets and deceased pets that they're referencing. And in the box I'll type, I'll know all the numbers to try. I wanna know the lyrics that you think of when you're high. I'm in love with strangers who I've never even seen. In love with weird cup bangs and sweaters swaying kind of awkwardly. And I'm in love with fresh air friends from overheated houses, till I Uber up a giant park and dump my body in my dorm bed. Honey, you are nothing to me. I don't call people anything. Thought to be so sweet, but the speech is coming back with a vengeance, it seems. And all these pretend spouses are a happy storybook that will turn to stark nonfiction in the time it took for me to notice that I'm old, which means I'll be 30 and happy, likely married to personified business casual khakis. And I'll forget about it when I wake up late and stupid. I tried to tell the Uber driver till he tried to hit it. And I tried to tell myself, because I've come this far along, carrying my zombie arm to the 15th grade prom. Honey, you are nothing to me. I don't call people anything. Thought to be so sweet, but the speech is coming back with a vengeance, it seems. The speech is coming back with a vengeance, it seems.
At the wrong time, didn't wanna see. I was busy with the stars.
And that was October Passed Me By by Girl in Red.
Did October pass you by, Joe?
Yeah, honestly.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Truly.
Like, it's October 31st, and, like, yesterday I felt like it was October 1st, you know?
Yeah. Crazy.
So I'm going to be listening to that song a lot today. All right. We have another stanza of The Raven, so go ahead. Okay.
This is another, just, like, randomly chosen one. We are still going in chronological order, but I picked this one because there's some interesting words in it.
Okay.
And this is...
She had to look one up, guys.
Yeah, I had to look up the pronunciation. It might still be wrong. Then, methought, the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer, swung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Tufted? What? Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he hath sent thee, respite, and nepenthe from thy memories of Lenore. Oh, quaff this kind nepenthe, and forget this lost Lenore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. What just happened?
I don't know, but like tufted as in Tufts, as in we go to Tufts University in, and this is also Songs with Words, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I thought that was the perfect opportunity to say that.
Good job.
All right. What do we have next? Kooks by David Bowie?
We have Kooks by David Bowie. Let's hear it. Oh, let's hear it now.
Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. We bought a lot of things to keep you warm and dry, and a funny old crib on which the paint won't dry. I bought you a pair of shoes, a trumpet you can blow, and a book of rules of what to say to people when they pick on you. 'Cause if you stay with us, you're gonna be pretty cookie too. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. To go to school, remember how they messed up this old fool. Don't pick fights with the bullies or the cats, 'cause I'm not much cop at punching other people's dads. And if the homework brings you down, then we'll throw it on the fire and take the car downtown. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in my lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance.
Mm-hmm. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. They're strange, so strange. It's very strange to me.
You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Oh no, must be the season.
Okay, so
sorry, Lana.
So if you were like, that's not where The Season of the Witch by Lana Del Rey ends, you're right, because we're fading it out to read you the very last stanza of The Raven. Should we read it together?
Let's read it together.
Okay, one, two, three.
And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming. And the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted evermore.
This is Songs with Words, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Town's preferred radio.
Have a wonderful Halloween, and... I'm gonna go trick-or-treating tonight. What about you?
Me too.
Okay, cool.
At Tony Monaco's house.
Yeah.
Okay, we love you. Goodbye. See you next time.
Bye. See you Saturday.
Saturday 8.
Tune in at Saturday at 8 a.m.
It's gonna be so good. Okay.
Yeah. Bye.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.